This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's 9/11. Natalie from the Dixie Chicks could have said what she said before 9/11 and no one would have cared. That's what John Mellencamp said. What did the Dixie Chicks say at the time? Do you guys remember? They said, just so you know, while they were traveling overseas, they said, just so you know, we're on the good side with y'all. We don't want this war, this violence. We're ashamed that the President of the United States is from Texas. That was when people actually liked George Bush and they revolted against the Dixie Chicks. So John Mellencamp said, if they had said it before 9/11, nobody would have cared. See, that's the funny thing about leftism, is it's circumstantial. It has to know what the circumstances are. Before 9/11, they could have gotten away with it. After 9/11, when we got attacked, then suddenly everybody's like, pro-America. Ooh, you can't say that. George Bush responded. Then, here's another thing Mellencamp could have said. He could have said, hey, if you waited another 3 years or so, the Dixie Chicks could have said it and nobody would have cared. But you know what? Fast forward to now, where George Bush and Michelle Obama are BFFs, and they couldn't say it again. But I'll tell you this, and I'll say it. George Bush, when it came to responding for America during the time of 9/11, I give him a lot of credit. George Bush, other than that, was one of the worst presidents in history. Second, I'd say third only to Barack Obama and Jimmy Carter. He ran up massive debts. He tried to coin this thing called compassionate conservatism. Yeah, we're going to be compassionate conservatives. What do you mean we're compassionate conservatives? That is exactly what conservatism is. Let me ask you this. Is the world post-Obama safer or not? You tell me. You hearing anything about ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, Al-whatever, Al from Happy Days, anything that remotely looks like the dangerous world that we had before? Are there dangers in the world? Absolutely. Bad people. But you know who they're not? They're not coming from the civilized nations. They're still coming from the same places, just a lot fewer of them, because they're waiting it out. That's what they're doing. Don't think they're gone. They're waiting it out. If I were one of these knucklehead leftists, you know, wanting to cut the head off of Christians, I would wait it out. I'd go, okay, Donald Trump may be the worst thing that happened to us, but they're not going to have a Donald Trump in 6 years. That's what I'd be saying. They're going to have a weak-kneed sissy, some other Republican that'll step in, try to fill the shoes of Trump, but won't be able to do it. They're still going to have leftists who absolutely are hell-bent on the destruction of America. We can work with them. We can rely on them. In the meantime, I tell you what, let's lay low. Let's go run for office. Let's not buck the system directly. Let's go at it indirectly. But they have a plan, and the leftists are ready to help them implement it. And the leftists are no different. They're just as mean-spirited. They're just as evil as anybody from Al-Qaeda or ISIS. In fact, they're more evil because they will nuzzle up to you and pretend they like you, be your brother, work with you, whatever, as they connive behind your back to do whatever. This whole Justice Kavanaugh thing, have you watched this play out? Feinstein gets a guy to set up Kavanaugh in hopes of derailing him. She brings in the father of a kid who was killed in the school attack, whatever, the one down in Florida, wherever it was, and tries to get him. He comes in with the notion that I'm going to derail Kavanaugh. They know Kavanaugh is one of the strongest judges that we could put on the court. They know this. His record, in comparison to Kagan and Sotomayor, man, it's like comparing, you know, Mike Tyson to some 3-year-old kid in terms of being a boxer. It's literally that big of a gap between the level of intellect of Kavanaugh and either of those two that I mentioned. They don't care. Kavanaugh's been fair in every way. Even when that numbskull Cory Booker tried to grandstand, he comes up, he said, well, you know, you actually helped Kavanaugh. I know, that's what I meant to do. on and on and on. By the way, we got a story about Cory Booker and T-Bone. I'll tell you in a bit. Just remind me, Cory Booker and T-Bone, okay? They want to stall the Supreme Court process. Not because Kavanaugh is a bad judge. I keep wanting to say jurisprudence. Not because he's a bad judge. But because they lost and they know that Donald Trump, who published his list, the only president to ever do this in full transparency, and then what's he dare to do? He dares to pick Supreme Court judges off that very list, and they can't handle it. You know what the biggest problem is? They never expected that list to have to be used. And I'll tell you, neither did many of the Republicans. Trump said, I'm going to make sure you have no reason to question my intellect, my abilities, or whatever. And he did it. He published that list. Now, let me tell you what Barack Obama would have done if he published the list. He would have gone off that list and found the most radical people, and then he would have rationalized. Well, that was just an example of the type of people that I was going to put on. You know, and just because I don't use the list doesn't make me a bad person. I mean, come on, they're trying to make it sound like I'm not only going to use the list. I mean, he would have budgeted, he would have sold it. Trump said, here's the list. It was gathered from people that you've submitted your names to me for. I mean, talk about a perfect scenario. Dude that says, look, I don't know much about the judges, but here's what I'll do. I'll research it. I'll find out who the best judges are, and I'll make a list. And if I'm president, when the time comes, I'll take people off that list. And I remember when Ted Cruz said, this is one heck of a list. Now, this is a dude that didn't have a whole lot of love for Donald Trump. A lot of animosity there, right? But Ted Cruz goes, this is a stellar list. So then what happens? Donald Trump fools them all. He gets elected. And what's the first thing he's got to do is he got to replace a judge. And he had the list. Did Hillary Clinton make a list? No, but Donald Trump did. And what did he do? He plucks Gorsuch off. And Gorsuch comes onto the Supreme Court, and he follows along the lines of Justice Clarence Thomas. Boom. Boom, ba, booyah. And now he's got the next opportunity. He chooses Kavanaugh. And you know what Kavanaugh's going to do? He's going to be much the same. And the left are upset because we had Kennedy, and he was a wishy-washy, left-leaning, supposed conservative. He was a leftist. But now Kavanaugh, they know which way he rules, and everybody respects him. And he'll be fine once he gets on that court. He won't be a Justice Roberts. He won't be a Justice Kennedy. He will be a justice along the lines of what we want from that list. And then Trump's going to get another one. And that's going to really shake things up. But they want to disrupt it. Why? Because they're losers. They can't stand to lose. And they've lost you. And they don't want to lose hope.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Michael Moore brings David Hogg to Canada to some event. Three kids from the shooting, the school, and you got to hear this clip. But yeah, he brings these three kids, and David Hogg, you should see him. You got to see this video. If you get a chance to see it, he is just so full of himself. I mean, you got to watch this kid. He is dangerous. I don't know how else to tell you. Just look at his body language. He is so entitled. He thinks he knows it all. And he loves the attention he's getting. And the left is going to make sure this guy gets all the attention he could possibly get. The only thing that's going to stop David Hogg is you. You great Americans that go, you are not making a hero out of that, Putz. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want to play this clip. And this will show you just how stupid this kid is. Hear it till the end, because I cut it down a little bit, because it just had a long place where they clapped for him, and I cut it down. But hear it till the end, and just think about how stupid this guy is. But they want him to be a poster child for the for gun control. That's what they want. They want gun control. He's a poster child. Knows nothing, but ask him if they care. Here it is.
And please also welcome up to the stage the students from Parkland High School. David Hogg, Ryan Deitch, Matt Deitch, from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Thank you. I know you have questions, it's a Q&A and all that, but I'd like to give the microphone to them to speak, and if we have time, we'll take a couple questions, but I'd like to start with David Hogg here to say a few words. Thank you.
I have a question for you guys. Who's ready to save America? Who's ready to make America the country that we say it is on paper and make it the actual country that it wants to be? I think it's the most important thing to realize, however, is the problems that we face as a country. Whether it be water in Flint, Michigan, or the amount of mass incarceration of people of color that can't vote. In Florida, the amount of eligible African Americans that would otherwise be eligible to vote that can't because of a previous conviction is 21%. In Kentucky, it's 26%. In Mississippi and Alabama, it's 15 to 16%. These are people of color that have been historically discriminated against and still are to this day and have their voting rights taken away. It's exactly. Turn that shame into your vote if you're not Canadian.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What's funny about that is he's up there and he's like, let me ask you a question. You know, and he's asking, Canada, are you going to save the United States? You're going to help me save the United States because he's going to get rid of all the guns and that's going to save the United States. And then he says, because we need your vote. Oh, wait, hold on a minute. I'm in Canada. You can't vote. Yeah, no kidding, Dave. When he hands him the microphone, you can tell he's trying to think of what can he do? What can he rally these people with? How's he going to do it? What can he say? What words of wisdom? God, put something. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't believe in God. I do. He doesn't. And he's going, oh, you know, please higher power of some sort. Give me the words. And so he runs the mama's milk. He's going to run the gun control and saving black folks. Criminal justice reform. He's going to save them. Because you know what? We need David Hogg to do this as black people. That's right. Poor black folks. What would we do, excuse me, without David Hogg and all these other lefties that need to save us? David Hogg hasn't spent enough time around black folks. I'm talking about hardcore black folks to say grace over. He's going to save us. I want you to imagine David Hogg. 1 o'clock in the morning, and he's walking down the streets of Compton, maybe bar hopping with some of his millennial friends. I'd love to see how that pans out for him in some of these black areas that he wants to save. We'll see. Anyway, look, I love seeing these things happen. I really do. Michael Moore, a Canadian, grabbing this kid, taking him up to Canada, talking about gun control and talking about black issues in Canada, who's got its own problems, but they're going to go up there and save the world. What? How many signs? It's funny, we should go back and look at all of the broadcasts we've done where I told you guys, look for the signs. Look for the signs. I'm not saying that this particular one is a sign per se, other than it showcases just how stupid David Hogg is. But I want you to look at the signs. I want you to, every time you see a news cycle, they're beating up on Trump, they're beating up on you or something, you know, some regulator, they're beating up on legal immigrants or they're extolling the virtues of illegal ones or whatever, or they're extolling the virtues of the black thug. I want you to just remember that they're not winning this battle. They're trying to reinforce, and it isn't working. And I go everywhere and talk to lots of different people, and I'm telling you, it is not working. I remember the day where you would hear something repeated And we talk about it in our movie, Bleeding Blue. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, and you think, okay, it's starting to sink in. It's starting to take hold. They have repeated the lie of Trump being a racist. You think it's working? Have you gotten the polls on the number of blacks who now support Donald Trump? It's not working. Look at any, he's a misogynist. Women don't care. They have jobs. Well, first of all, he's not. But I'm saying they dismiss it. They say his tax cuts wouldn't work. They're working. They say his foreign policy is in shambles. They say there's a disheveled. It's a disheveled White House. Nobody wants to be there. They hate Trump. There's insiders. There are people writing books about the insiders and blah, blah, blah. And none of it could be further from the truth. And it all validates what I've been saying all show and I'll say for a long time until I'm proven right. And I will be proven right. I don't need to be vindicated because I don't feel I'm under attack. I feel like you guys from time to time are a little wishy-washy and you're unsure of where you want to be. Kevin, is it really? Are you sure? Come on, Kevin. I had some prominent people. Sean Hannity asked me that on his radio show. Did you guys hear that? Sean goes, Kevin, I don't know if I'm as confident as you, Kev. And I go, Sean, we will win the midterms. We will win the House. We will win the Senate. Donald Trump will appoint more federal judges and district judges, and he's going to continue on the federal judges, outpacing anybody else. I mean, any other president. He's going to continue in that mode. He will get another Supreme Court justice, maybe two, but the next one he gets is going to just drive the left crazy. I said, I predicted all this. I'm not running from it. I know it to be true. David Hogg, Desperation Move.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is a Category 4 hurricane about 350 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. The hurricane is expected to make landfall later part of this week. Brock Lang is an administrator with FEMA. He explains how things should work during a crisis.
Emergency management is like a chair with four legs. It takes the federal government, that's one leg. It takes the state and local government, that's the other leg. It takes the private sector and non-governmental organizations, that's the third leg. And then it takes you, the citizen, as the fourth leg. And when all four of those legs go into a response and recovery, the chair's stable. Emergency management does its job collectively.
President Trump marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11 terrorist attacks by remembering the victims and heroes of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence was at the Pentagon outside Washington, D.C.
So we gather here today to reflect on what we remember, to remember the fallen, their families, and the heroes that day.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You a tennis fan? You guys tennis fans? You play? I play a little bit. I tell this funny story. I had a buddy of mine. He was a really good tennis player. He was like the club champion at his club. And he kept asking me to play tennis. And I told him, I said, John, I'm not that good of a tennis player. Oh, come on out here. I'll teach you how to play. Come on. But black dude, man, had long arms. John, he was a... John was probably 6 foot, but he had arms like he was 6'4", you know, 6'5". Just real long limbs. Long legs and long arms. And so we go out to play, and I'm not that good of a tennis player. I mean, I could play. I could throw the ball up and get a decent serve. And maybe it was 50 miles an hour. It was nothing. Nothing to write home about. And I was quick so I could get around the court. But I didn't know where to position my body. None of that stuff. So long story short, I throw, you know, this 50 mile an hour tennis this serve over, and John would serve it back to the baseline, and then I'd kind of loop it over, you know, like, I don't know, I can't describe what I was doing, but it wasn't good tennis. And John's used to people volleying back and forth to the baseline, right? And mine are barely getting over, so he's having to run, and occasionally I'd lob it, you know, and it would lob over his head, and then he had to hit it back, and everything I'm doing is really disrupting a good tennis player's game. Now, there's no way I should beat the guy, but I end up beating him. And he's the club champion. And he is so mad at me. Kevin, you really got to learn how to play. You know, you got to get the ball back to the baseline. And, you know, you're blinking. And at one point, he's chastising me so hard as I'm, you know, I'm leading like 40 love and then I'd win a game, you know, love, whatever. I'd beat him with him getting no points. And he could serve really well, and he had a curve on his serve. But once I figured out where, you know, that he was going to curve it, I played farther into that court, and I could go pick it up from time to time. So sometimes I would be in the game with him on his serve, and that's how I broke serve on him. And I beat this guy two sets, and he's upset. And finally, he got to me. I said, "Hey, John, look, you're criticizing my game. I told you I don't really know how to play, but here's what I'll tell you, dude. I'm beating you." And he didn't like that. He was one of my big buyers at Bell Helicopter. John, we're buddies, but he don't play tennis with me anymore. But I'll tell you, I look at tennis and golf as sort of gentlemen's and gentlewomen's sports. You know, people have a lot better attitude when they're playing those games. And it's because, you know, you're taught decorum. When I take my little boy out, we'll go play tennis or take my sons, I would say, okay, guys, look, you can't step. You got where when a guy's ball is between, you know, here and the cup, you can't step between it. You got to go around it. Things like that. And there's all kinds of rules, like are you out or I'm out? No, you're out. Okay, you putt first. And, you know, sometimes we play ready golf, but for the most part, you know the procedure when it plays. You know, hey, no matter where the ball lies, you got to play it as it lies. Now, there are rules around it, and sometimes, you know, I'm not a stickler for the rules, but I do my best not to cheat in golf. You know, I may not know all the rules, but I don't intentionally cheat. And I play hacker golf. If I had a judge out there all the time, I'd be asking, what can I do? Because I play it by the rules. I don't care. If it costs me a couple strokes because I got a hit from somewhere, okay, that's so be it. Or I'll drop, take my penalty, give me a stroke, and then go on and finish playing. I'm cool with that because I've got a decent enough game where I can make it up. But it's a gentleman's sport. Same with tennis. You know, McEnroe was the bad boy of tennis. You know, it'd be because he's arguing the line. Now, today, Mark McEnroe would almost be a no. He would have nothing to do because they got Cyclops that watches the line. So McEnroe would have no arguments because Cyclops does a better job of line judging than anybody. But he was the bad boy. And occasionally he'd scream, that was it. You're ripping me off or whatever. And that was the end of that. But he was the only bad boy. And I always remember thinking, it's funny to watch this guy sort of lose it while other people are maintaining their cool. Or Bjorn Borg, for example. Arthur Ashe. They maintain their cool. But we don't have that anymore. We have a new bad boy of tennis, and it happens to be a girl. A very thick, masculine-looking girl by the name of Serena Williams. And I think Serena Williams is losing. I've lost respect for her. She's forgotten where she comes from. She's forgotten her roots. She makes McEnroe look like a saint in comparison. Her behavior at this latest U.S. Open was embarrassing. I don't care who you are. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for women. It was embarrassing for her family, her daughter that she mentioned during her little tirade. It was embarrassing for everybody. We had a clip from it. I don't know what happened to it. Oh, here it is. Can you get that right? Yeah, let's play it.
I mentioned last weekend I was there to see Serena Williams beat her sister Venus Williams. She was headed, a lot of people expected, towards yet another Grand Slam title. I think it would have been her 24th.
Yep.
But Naomi Osaka, you see her there, wins her first Grand Slam title under some controversy. A big meltdown by Serena Williams. She was upset with the umpire who basically called her out for coaching that broke the rules, where basically there were hand signals going back and forth between Serena and her coach sitting there. My understanding is this happens a lot, that there's these, because you can't walk onto the court and literally coach them, so that you come up with a hand signal system, you see there, that tells you, move to the forecourt, move this way, do this,
right.
Here's what's happening. You're not supposed to do it, and here's the outburst.
Cause to regain
they're overwhelmingly on her side,
right. Yes.
But she really went after that umpire and ultimately saying it was sexism that was working against
her. Right, because she had called him a thief, and she was saying, well, there's guys that play sports that say a lot worse things than that. Are you penalizing me for that? I don't know. I'm curious as to what the viewers think, too, because does she have a point? Do guys get away with more? Was he taking issue because she was a woman who was standing up for herself? That's a good question.
By the way, in 2009 at the U.S. Open, she went after an umpire and said, I quote, I swear to God, I'll take the bleeping ball and shove it down your bleeping throat. And that was another outburst she got in trouble. Here's my point. I think she's been a wonderful champion, and she is tough as nails. You've got to give her that. But on the other hand, if you're at the top of your game, you're a champion like this, man, woman, whatever, you've got to show, when she was talking about her own daughter, you've got to show kids that you're going to be a good loser sometimes, and you're going to accept defeat. And what was really heartbreaking that we didn't show is that Naomi Osaka wins her first title.
Yes.
She started crying because the crowd
was booing. She was getting booed, which I felt the worst for her.
And she was so upset. So this was supposed to be a great moment for her.
Yes.
Also a young woman who's doing well, and all of a sudden she's crying.
Two fierce competitors.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you believe that? Wow. Another prima donna black athlete on the decline. and because of our inability to handle the inevitable, which is your skills are going to diminish. You're not going to always get the trophy. I don't care. You know, I don't know whether this was going to be her last U.S. Open. She'd beaten her sister. Her sister is now of the mindset, I can't beat my younger sister anymore. She's had to realize that. I don't know what was going through her mind, but let me tell you, you don't always win. So she decided to make a spectacle of herself. And what was so sad about it is the other side of this issue. The event should have been a celebration of the win by Naomi Osaka, the 20-year-old Japanese woman who became the first player from Japan to win a Grand Slam tournament. And this Open for her was anything but a celebration. Now, I want you to reflect back on John McCain's death and so-called funeral, Aretha Franklin's funerals. They weren't funerals at all. This is a celebration of the winner versus the loser. And what did Serena Williams do? She decided she would, as my grandmother says, show her butt. She would use different language. Why celebrate the diversity of the win by a Japanese woman when there's an entitled black athlete ready for the Everybody Gets a Trophy show, right? I mean, this is so Kaepernick, it's crazy. The crowd didn't even cheer Osaka. The announcers expressed grief and shock that Serena Williams lost. And here's what's funny. Her coach came on and said, yeah, I was signing. They showed him giving signs to her, which is not legal. She pulls off, this Osaka girl pulls off one of the greatest upsets, fought for every point she earned, and she's made to feel ashamed. She cried during the ceremony to pick up her trophy. She cried. And the audience would dare boo her over the fact that Serena Williams is acting like a big petulant child? And then this is what Adam said, the guy who runs the tournament. Perhaps it's not the finish we were looking for today, but Serena, you are a champion of all champions. This mama is a role model and respected by all. No, not by all. And she's not a champion of all champions. And she's not a role model. She's a pathetic, self-indulgent, black athlete that got mad when she didn't get the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How about we cover some miscellaneous news? Because we have so much of it and we don't get to it all because there's so many other things going on. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but when we get on a segment, I don't like to talk about a lot of other things because it's a lot easier to cover, you know, a single topic and not weave them in there. But I do like it when we do these sort of, you know, quick hit type deals. And I try to make them quick hits. Sometimes they end up, we go a little long. We are looking at, yeah, I know, this is my fault. I ain't gonna lie. But anyway, here's one. The end of the vagina hat. Have you seen this? They said an Irish woman has withdrawn the, and they have the pea hat, I'll use that word, knitting pattern, which she posted online as a service to fellow female protesters preparing for President Trump's visit to Ireland in November. Woke activists had pointed out to her that some women have penises, not vaginas. Now, I'm not even making this up. I'm just saying. And here's her tweet. I know people think I'm, come on, Kevin, you're joking, right? I'm not joking. She says, I won't be making pea hats. I'm deleting the pattern I posted. I'm really sorry for upsetting people. I've read, listened, and learned. And while it is not intentional, it was thoughtless. I will make some hats with yellow roses instead. And they were mad because they said, there are women out there with penises. Now, I don't know how you feel when I say that. I'm sitting here going, you're kidding, right? This is a joke. Because I don't know, you know, where you took anatomy, but men have penises and women have vaginas. It's pretty much that's the nature of things. But no, not in the world of the pea hats, the vagina hats, and the feminists and the LGBT and whatever freak show it is on that side. They want to tell you that women can have penises. Since when? So I guess it goes to say that men can have vaginas. Now, I do know men can have vaginas because I know that there are men who are on the left. So that part I agree with. But if you're going to be, you know, and, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe the women on the left really are men and they have penises and the men, maybe they've done role reversal on the left. But I'll put it to you this way. On the right, for the people listening to this show, men have penises, women have vaginas. That's the way it is, the way God intended. On this side of the aisle, we know who gets married. Those people with those opposite parts can get married. It's not to say that people with the same parts who want to get together can't do something. That's okay, whatever floats your boat. But you can't be married. See, it's very simple on our side. We don't have to change pronouns. There's his and there's her. There's she and there's him. And you get what I'm saying, right? Or her and him and she and he. I know I mixed them up, but you knew what I meant. Anyway, hey, how about this now that we're talking about funny parts? Lesbians Who Tech. That's an event. And this week, Hillary Clinton, this is what they put, will be appearing at Lesbians Who Tech conference, at a Lesbians Who Tech conference in New York, according to a promotional video put out by the group. And they say, Hillary at summit. This is not a drill. Grab your best pantsuit. This is somebody joking about it. The video features a montage of clips of Hillary speaking to what she thinks are gay values. Yeah, gay values. So they've invited her to the, what's it called again? Lesbians Who Tech event. Now, I'm going to tell you something about tech. I come from tech. You know, I'm an engineer, computer science, math, who was a management consultant that sold high tech. I sold Oracle and other high-level services before I went into pure management consulting. And so that's tech. I didn't realize that tech had a gender. I just thought, I mean, I will tell you, I worked with lesbians and gay people in tech. I know that I did. We didn't talk about it per se, but I know. Guy talking about, yeah, me and my partner are going to be here, my spouse, whatever. Okay. You know, I don't care. All I care is that you implement the product right and use it right. You know, if you're going to be on my team, we're going to, you know, we got to approach this project as blah, blah, blah. But I didn't realize it was an LGBT issue. I just thought tech was tech. I thought when you implemented your Salesforce automation system that it just was about technology. I didn't realize you implemented with some sort of a sexual bias or whatever. Wow. How about this one? This story, Black Student Orientation. Yeah, this came from the College Fix. It says, incoming freshmen at George Mason University recently had the opportunity to attend another orientation created specifically for colored folks. Okay, they said black students, but I said colored folks. The event was called Black Freshman Orientation, hosted by the Black Student Alliance. The additional orientation occurred on August 25th at the university, and it has become an annual event there. incoming black freshmen at George Mason University did not have to attend the black freshman orientation. And if they decided to attend, they were still required to go to the university's regular orientation as well, according to the university. As for the freshmen, the black freshman orientation, they say it's aimed to help new students feel welcome at the public Virginia-based university. Who knew that without the black student, what they call it, the black freshman orientation, that as a black student at the George Mason University, you wouldn't feel welcome? I mean, I didn't even know that. I'm thinking, if your son or daughter applied to George Mason University in Virginia as a black student, I would think it would be deliberate because they said, you know, it's close to home, mom and pop. I love Virginia. I want to play ball for George Mason. I love the curriculum. It meets my needs, my standards, whatever. I didn't realize that George Mason University was so tough on black people that the freshmen needed their own orientation so they could say, now listen, black freshmen, black folks are not as accepted at George Mason University as other universities. I know your parents did a lot of research. You probably did too, and you chose the school. But, you know, here's the deal. You're not going to get chitlins every other weekend or pork rinds or hog maws or collard greens and watermelon or whatever else. They may find it offensive, you know, or if they do serve that in the cafeteria, if they serve fried chicken, don't take it personal. There's no need to go to the dean. Just occasionally understand on the menu is fried chicken. And there may even be some other soul food items. Maybe there'll be sweet potatoes. Maybe there'll be some peach cobbler. Who knows? But we don't want you to fear while you're here. And oh, by the way, there's a crying closet in the quad. That's for everybody. But we have our own black crying closet in case you get frustrated. And we have a Michael Brown Jr. shrine just in case you're feeling overwhelmed. You can go onto that shrine and pray, you know, pray to Almighty Michael Brown Jr. or whatever. Because, hey, you know, we want to make sure your freshman year at George Mason University is so black that, you know, it's Miles Davis black. It's two little, you know, those little eyes in the cartoons looking out from the closet that's so pitch black and all you can see is the eyes. That is the cry closet that you will have. And you can just do it. Use it to your heart's content. Unbelievable. Black freshman orientation. Feel more welcome. Well, I feel more welcome. You know what? I feel more welcome just knowing that the black kids going to George Mason University have a place, have an orientation specific for them. I would love to video record or find out what exactly happens in this orientation. What do you talk about? You know, because my suspicion is they're saying things like, now look, if the black movie comes on campus, let us know. If you hear any word that's got IGGRER in it, you know, let us know because, you know, trigger bigger, you know, whatever. All these things could be trigger words for us. Oops, did I say that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare anybody. This is so condescending. How do you not make fun of this? It's so condescending. Black freshmen don't have the ability to, you know, to take care of themselves. Because without these freshmen, black freshman orientation, is there a Latino freshman orientation? Is there an Asian freshman orientation? Is there a women's freshman orientation? Is there a Latino freshman orientation? Because I'm wondering, all these orientations that, you know, that this giving this one special one to blacks, whoo, we must be so proud of ourselves because we get our own special orientation. It's kind of like Harvard's special graduation. Look, Harvard's going to let us graduate. Special orientation. Man. This is the crazy world that we live in now. I don't want to move on because we don't have enough time to talk about any of the other things. And I'm still shaking my head at this. You want to talk about Alex? Well, Alex Jones got kicked off Twitter. Okay, big deal. I mean, it's a bad thing that happened. But it's one of those things where I hope somebody finally sues Twitter, sues Facebook, sues Google, and wins a massive lawsuit. And then the class action lawsuit follows after that. But these social media giants met with Congress. They pretended that they don't discriminate against conservatives. And then they come out and they go after one of the strongest conservatives on the planet over nothing. So Alex Jones is out. I got to leave it there.
This This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.